Lunk sat alone in a boggy marsh, totally emotionless except for his heart. Mud flowed up into Lunk's pajamas. Totally confused all the passing piranhas. Ooh, that was seven skips. I'm Lunk. I'm Lunk, I'm in my head. I'm Lunk, I'm Lunk, my dad might be dead. Lunk lingered last in line for brains, and the one he got was sort of rotten and insane. Small things so sad that birds could land. Is Lunk fast asleep or rocking out with Clam? I'm Lunk, I'm Lunk, I'm in my head. I'm Lunk, I'm Lunk, I'm in my head.
You know what? Best case scenario, I thought, you know, that might be okay. You really exceeded my expectations. Thank you.
That was
incredible.
Welcome in to episode 14, our adventurers just exploring this cave, and Clam, with hopeful anticipation, creaks up the wooden bar to a door in the jail cell. The door creaks open, and in the corner of the cell, sobbing to himself, is one young Lunk with goggles around his neck.
Lunk! Lunk, my boy! I run up to him and I wrap him in a hug. Is there anybody else in there?
No, it's just him.
Oh, I just wrap him in a hug. And I put him on my shoulders again.
They took me.
No, I understand. You don't need to worry.
What, they're not going to take me anymore?
No, we're going to get out of here.
Okay.
And we may teach a few of them a lesson on the way out. Just for you.
Okay.
You keep singing that song I taught you. I mean,
Lunk sat alone.
I was just gonna say, this is not a good song to, like, uplift his spirits.
Buggy Marsh.
Hey, how about that? How about this? And I pat his back. How about this? How many, I saw you had some nice selection of skipping stones out there. How many did you get to?
I got to seven.
Seven?
Well, I would have got to eighth, but then the one bounced out of the creek and in this tunnel, and then the tunnel turned into, like, a really fun slide. But then the slide ended up in...
Did you find the stone at the end of the slide?
No.
Well, I'd count that as, like, 50.
Well, what 50 it is, then.
What a great skip. I think that's more than I've ever had. You beat me, old boy.
Lunk is very happy, smiling from ear to ear.
And I put him on my back again.
All right. You step back out into the hallway.
Is he hurt, though? I guess I didn't check for injuries.
Not hurt.
No, he's not hurt. Okay. He's just sad. Okay. And that was just like a cell room like I was in?
Yep.
Okay. So, we walk out of there.
You still have this dwarven lady in here with you? Another corpse bleeding on the floor?
I think I'm going to put her in the cell and close it.
All right.
Whatever you guys, we can talk about
it. Bind and gag her first so she doesn't, like, call out for help? That would be my Alistair's only suggestion.
Yeah, I mean, you're the expert, and I defer to you in this. So I'm kind of like, hey, Alistair, I don't know. I found what I needed to find. I don't need her anymore. You decide.
All right. Alistair's going to roll a thievery to bind and gag her so that she can't escape or otherwise
All right.
Shout out.
That's a deep breath.
11.
11. I mean, her DC is extremely low. She's not a fighter. She's a very common person.
Fair enough.
So you stuff a rag in her mouth.
Yeah.
I hate that dice.
And
that one rolled a 3-2.
Taxidermier.
And there, like, were we at the end of this? Are there more hallways? Like, could we see the entire room?
Yeah. Close. The hallway stretches pretty far.
Oh, so it keeps going.
50 doors.
But no more adults? Like it's just a bunch of doors?
Yep.
Okay, so there's nowhere we can't see other than possibly more cells or rooms
right.
off the side of
Dude,
this.
Dude, let's get a child army like Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, remind me, did that guy that told us about the children, did he say what they were doing with the children?
No, he did not.
Okay, briefly before I tie her up.
Well, I thought you did. I thought...
Oh, yeah,
you said training.
Yeah, they're
brainwash
like,
them to work for the mines.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Then I don't need to question the lady. Okay.
I mean, we have to free the kids, right?
I would say leave them because kids are not like adults. That they, I don't think they're going to walk out in an orderly fashion on their own.
I know it's going to be like herding cats.
Yeah, they're going to create exactly. chaos.
We can't leave
do.
Them though.
Well, not permanently, but we can leave them for now.
Oh.
You guys should be talking this in character.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Yeah, so who starts it off?
Well, Clam gets out of there with Lunk, and then he kind of looks down this long hallway and has like a vertigo moment like Lord of the Rings when he's standing in the woods, Frodo, mm-hmm. and like the whole thing gets shorter on him. And then he's just realizing that all of these are filled with children. And he pulls Lunk down to talk to him again, and he says...
Lunk, my boy, did you meet any of the other children?
What was that?
Did you meet...
That's what a GM does when he's vamping.
I said, like, you guys roleplay. Yeah. I thought that was my cue to have a snack.
I was surprised you went to him, too. I was like, what?
And immediately Clam goes back to Lunk.
Why the fuck are you talking to Lunk? What does he know about prisoner dynamics?
I had a foundational idea that I'd bring back to you.
Okay. All right, say that question again.
Did you come in here with any of the other children? Did you meet them?
I didn't see any of them. Sometimes I hear them talking or crying, but I didn't see any of them.
Okay. And I turn up to Alistar and Mel, and I'm like, guys, what do you think? We can't leave these children here. We have to set them free. I understand that this could be a noisy operation, but we cannot leave them. What do you think?
I agree. We can't leave them behind. Are any of the other people that we freed nearby still? Can we look to see if they're passing by and can take these kids with them?
They're long gone. Best thing we can do for them for right now is leave them be and then just come back for them later.
There might not be anything to come back to.
They would have killed them by now. They're useless as is. They wanted to train them. They'll keep them alive for now. We gotta hide this body, though.
I came in here through a slide and got put immediately in a cell. Did you guys see many more adults?
There's a big chamber right outside here that was full.
Well, he saw that chamber.
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, you would have walked by the same place we did.
I mean, no, I was with the alchemist guy.
Into the cell.
No, because he had to walk down the same hallway to get to where
he was.
No,
that was after. Well, I don't know which
route. We basically shadowed your path.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
We stayed
Adam,
around the edge.
Did we shadow his path?
Yeah,
would I have seen all those people?
The 50 or 40 or 50 Dwerger?
That were down? You said there was all those?
Like, yeah. Yeah, you saw them.
Okay.
Yeah, you did.
I was assuming I didn't. Okay.
Alistar, I defer to your tactics, but is it really possible that we could clear this whole entire area?
It may not be necessary to clear the whole area.
We would need an army.
Cut the head off the snake. The body dies.
How will we find who the leader is?
We'll just have to keep digging. But I'd say we definitely have to hide this body.
But I'm worried about our timeline for Teepsy.
I don't know anything about Teepsy.
Let's have our little chat now.
All right.
Mel... Interject here anytime you want. Bash won't say anything.
I nod.
I put my hand in my pack and pull out the compass.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the beginning. So.
Well, hold on.
we could just fast forward through this. The listeners know, and we know the story.
Well, I can say it in a short fashion.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. We all met in Otari with Deepsy, and we got tricked by evil lady. The trick was to get us to do a task, so we would accept this compass. And this compass is now cursed and tied to us, pulled us out to this island. And your friend Deepsy, and my friend, he also, when you touch the water, you get sucked into it, entirely vanish. And whoever seems to be in there, we can hear their voices. Especially if we knew them. People seem to hear their ancestors.
So that's why I've been hearing screams?
That's correct.
All right, well, that sounds a little fantastical, but I'll take your word for it.
There's very little we know other than what I've told you and the blue glow. And, Mel, would you like to expound on your ritual?
Yes, the ritual that you guys were giving me time to perform in the first cave, I believe it showed me where to go and how to get the people out of the compass.
Well, that could prove important. I say we follow this path to its logical conclusion and then pursue that as soon as possible.
Which puts us between a rock and a hard place. I can't leave these children here with my morals intact, but I don't want to bring in an army and take the time required to find the leader of this evil mining operation. So what do we do? How can we tactically get out of here and do the right thing?
Let's probe it a bit further and then decide what to do with the children if we don't find anything worthwhile.
I'll let you take the lead on this. You seem to be a master of tactics.
Anything but. All right. Well, yeah, I guess what do we see when we leave this room with the children?
So you're back in this big open cavern. You guys are up over here.
Okay, so we're over on a side.
On like
side thing.
Northeast corner.
Does anything seem to be like a focal point, or like is anything drawing us in a particular direction in terms of like importance or just like architectural logic?
Yeah, there seems to be a town center.
Okay, so other than that, though?
Central area, no.
Nothing on these outlying areas.
But we're up high, right? Like, the central kind of community area is below us?
Yeah, it's on, like, a cavern floor.
Okay.
So, I guess what I'm struggling with is, if our objective here may be complete.
Right.
For us. I mean, there's probably more to explore, I'm assuming. This looks like a big expansive cavern.
I feel like anything we do in here at this point is a side mission.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess Alistair will say if there's no obvious alternative, like, because there's not any big bad that we're pursuing down here, right?
No.
And we've pretty much gotten the gist of what they're doing. They're mining this stuff and hauling it off, and then
they all seem to be obsessed with it in an evil way.
This is
cursed.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess without... And you just told him that the way to get Tipsy back is on another island.
Yes.
So then his main draw is going to be that now.
Mm-hmm.
Without a particular purpose at hand, he's going to then survey the scene... Decide.
Go. You can tell us in character. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. I'm giving it background before I start talking in character.
Sorry.
So he's surveying the scene. In his mind's eye, he sees no promising alternatives. And so he's just going to say, "All right, I don't see any way out of this. I don't see any objectives to accomplish. Let's free these children, and let's sneak out of here." With them.
Okay. Well, I guess the best we could hope for is that they follow us quietly. If not, we could take a run for it.
Well, this is where I follow you. You seem to have a way with the kids. Why don't you have a talk with them?
Oh, very well. I never thought of myself as much of a father figure, but I guess I never had the opportunity until now.
This is Mark, the player, talking. You literally adopted a kid after 40 minutes.
Right, but like never I've never. Myself. But yeah, he's like, never okay, had okay. he's never had right, experience right. with children. But maybe he always kind of wanted a family because he didn't. He grew up without one.
Well, and maybe he never thought he'd have one because he thought he'd die so early.
He never had brothers or sisters, really. All of the
gnomes don't all of feel his, strongly about familial.
Really? Right. They have open family units? Oh, I didn't know that.
So. Right, I was raised communally, but I was the one that was outcast. So I've always kind of wanted more of a connection. Yes. Because the others were able to... They were more respected than me, as they might be future apprentices. And I was just considered trash because... I'm just going to die young, so why teach me anything?
Trailer trash.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so, okay, so we go back in.
So we basically release the children slowly and orderly, but then once they're all out...
And they're all different races? Can you... We haven't seen them yet. Is there anything we need to know here?
Are there any Azarketti?
Oh.
Oh, that is a great question.
They couldn't be. They'd be dead by now.
Yeah, they would be dead. They need the water.
They need the water,
that's
remember?
Right, that's
yeah. Yeah, no, there are no Azarketti. But you see, again, human, halfling, gnome.
Everything.
Yeah, elf.
So okay. The plan is to have Clam speak to them to let them know the seriousness of the situation, that we need to be quiet and orderly in our retreat.
How many children are there?
There's like 50.
And we...
We arm them all.
All in that room. All in that back of that.
It's a giant hallway.
That library just goes straight back, all cells of children.
Yeah.
One each.
It's kind of like given the shell as a library up front.
Yeah.
And then you take a step back and you're like, oh, this is a prison.
Wow.
They call it a dormitory, but it's not.
Okay.
It's like college.
Yeah.
And they had just two scholars in the front. Okay. Yeah, so I guess I will... how do I do this? I guess I'm going to try to huddle them all up. Are they all healthy enough to walk?
Yeah, they seem to be in better condition than the adults were.
Is there enough room to like huddle them in the like main area of the library to like in a circle, like a seating, like a... I'm going to do a reading session.
Yeah.
Like a kindergarten class here.
Yeah.
Bash is really like excited about this.
Yeah. Can you roll like a performance?
Bash wants to learn.
Yeah.
Bash is like, can you teach me to read?
Yeah, Bash sits with the children. He's all excited.
Amazing. All right. So we're back in this little library.
Actually, could we say that his reading level goes from zero to like maybe first grade?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. You know your letters now,
yeah,
Bash.
Yeah, I know my letters at
all
least.
All right, roll a performance.
Well... Let me role play a little bit here for a second.
Yeah, go for it.
So I'm going to sit them around
the fire.
Well,
hold on. Shouldn't you roll to see if you're successful? Then that determines your role play?
Well, I just want to build up to what
I'm
going to
do. Okay.
So I set them around in a semicircle around the fire. I teach them crisscross applesauce. And
nice.
And yeah, so I sit on that little table there while they're warming by the fire. And I set Lunk by me. And... first I do kind of like an attention getter. I pull out some flasks and I do like a color change reaction just to get them to all like be looking at me like, ooh, you know?
Yeah.
And they're very fascinated. They've probably never seen anything science-y.
Right.
So I do a little bit of that and then I kind of tell them, hey, children, I want to help you. We hear this group of adults. We want to get you out of this place. Do you want to go?
They're all nodding.
Yeah, they're all nodding.
Yeah.
The only way we can get out of here safely is if you follow exactly what I say.
And then I want to roll performance to try.
How old are these kids? What's their age range?
They're young. All less than teenagers.
All less than teenagers?
And what are all
50
of
them? Of
their names?
And by God, if you don't use every letter of the alphabet.
At there's, hang on.
There'll be a mutiny.
Are there 50
yeah.
of them?
Yeah.
There's got to be at least 20% that are the loud, unruly, obnoxious type.
Well, you have to understand, they've all been.
This is two school teachers. Real life school teachers actually talking to each other.
No, they've all been in a cell alone, okay. slightly malnourished. Okay. So they're probably
they're very
scared
quiet
and tired.
And well behaved yeah. as well because it's been like beaten into them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So okay. I think
I can see it. That's what
all
we need more
the
of.
Girls are named Olivia yeah. and all the boys are named Landon.
Jackson in there.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so I'm going to roll performance on trying to speak in a way that they will totally listen to.
Yeah.
The your command of being stealthy with us.
I hope it's a fumble. I hope that it's reaction. A one. It is a
oh,
one.
It's a fumble, you fucking idiot. Roll your hot rock.
I don't have one.
Here.
Oh, wait.
Here.
I can roll a... I can
no, no, no. It can't, no, no, no.
It can't,
oh, it can't a be a fumble. That's right. Yeah.
You can't say it after a fumble.
Can I use a hero point?
No.
Oh. Hero that's point is even...
We
that's
deleted
double
it.
Fumble
oh, we deleted it.
Because yeah. he used the word hero point.
You actually give me one to roll on my next check. When you use the word hero point.
Yes, he said
shoot.
That.
I forgot. He
hero points
that.
Don't exist.
All right.
They're hot rocks.
All right, so what does Clam sound like fumbling through this speech?
I accidentally pull out my dick potion.
Wait.
The penis flask.
Yeah. Viagralex.
I accidentally squirt like five of the kids.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
They immediately know what their bodies can do.
It's like sex ed all of a sudden.
Alistair's rethinking putting the kids back in the cells.
Yeah, where do we go from here?
Can bash,
I feel like
bash command animal.
for all the kids?
For all the kids.
Are sub teenagers animals?
A stay.
Yeah, what do you guys want to do?
I feel like all the kids just run in different directions.
All right.
Kids
yeah, I think they. I can't hold their attention, so they start being unruly.
Can Alistair take a swing at it after he fails miserably?
And
use my intimidation?
Go for it.
Oh. Listen here.
When performance fails, intimidation works.
This
right?
is like when the assistant principal comes
this
in.
Is, this is real. No, I'm glad of this fumble. This is real school setting.
Yeah, this is. Yeah. This is.
So what are the kids doing right now, I guess?
The Clam is trying to talk through this presentation. They're starting to talk to each other. And
they're
like,
starting, right, yeah. they're starting to do kid
on
things,
another kid.
Basically.
Yeah.
And interact and be social.
A kid's got his like note in the his like, nose and the grout place. Of the tiles, and he's just...
One kid's picking up a fire poker and about to poke another.
Yeah, one kid's right licking a wall.
All right, so I'm going to roll before I play active just to see whether or not I succeed.
One kid's got his Pokemon cards out.
I might use my hot rock on that one.
Uh-oh. Is it on the board?
I thought you used your hot rock.
I had two.
Yeah, you guys both had two.
Oh, yeah, that's better. Okay. 17 on the intimidation.
All right.
Is that a success?
Yeah.
Okay, so in the case of success, he's going to say as loudly as he feels comfortable saying that no one else outside of this room is going to hear, "Oi! All of you, shut up!"
Immediate quiet in the room.
We're going to save you, but you have to listen to us and follow our lead. We're going to get you out of here, but we're going to be quiet while we do it, all right?
They're all nodding. Mm-hmm.
All right, now you listen to him, and me only, and we're going to leave. Okay, maybe not him. He points to Bash.
Bash is making hand motions.
As Bash is making a butterfly
hands.
With his fucking hands.
Bash is also licking the wall.
He says, on second thought, this pertains to you too, Bash.
He tasted one of those kids' boogers.
Or sorry, Ranger.
I was buying a booger. I was pulling out my coin pouch to buy boogers.
While he had his hand suspiciously deep in his pants, and then he smells his finger.
And he doesn't see, but he can feel Alistair pointing at him.
I also
he looks up.
I love that this is our death machine, by the way.
Yeah.
All right, all right. All right,
so, we're gonna go.
Oh,
we're
gonna
go
one
adult.
Here's my hot rock, by the way.
We're gonna go one adult, 10 kids. One adult, 10 kids, like that.
Well, it'll have to be more than that because we only have 3 adults.
That's true.
I'm an adult.
You just learned your letters, brother.
We'll have Bash go first.
Yeah.
He's got the perception.
Well, no, actually, Alistair should go first. I'm the stealthiest.
Okay, that's true. I was thinking perception.
Think you are. I am. I'm +8, dude.
I'm +8 plus my 3 bonus, so I'm +11.
Right. He's covered in
mud.
Yeah,
but you don't roll anything besides 5s to 1 to 5 or 6
I
to 20.
I think it was you who was complaining 20. About rolling 5s or lower.
Yes,
I've been rolling,
but I have rolled
tonight.
In between. Yeah, well, that's not true. Didn't you fumble once? Yeah, on both of our heel checks, you dick.
I'm with kids now.
All right, you want to go first? You can
no,
go first.
No, fine. Send him first.
All right,
fuck it.
I'm healthier than
okay,
you.
Okay, we're gonna single file it.
When he fumbles, I'll get to say I told
this
you.
This is
so,
like
at the very
this
least.
Is like walking your class in the
wait,
hallway.
Wait. Someone got their rope
during
out.
Testing.
Someone got their rope out, and all the kids have to hold on to the rope.
Oh,
as they
that's
go
a
down
good
the
idea.
It's a really
that's
good,
a good
idea.
Idea.
They all have to touch the rope.
Yeah. You know what? Hot really? Rock.
Yes, that's great. Yes.
Look who's
great.
The real teacher.
Well done.
His school used that.
All right. Everybody needs a stealth check as you're walking the kids out. I will give, because this has been successfully planned, the kids have been trained, and the rope tactic, I give everybody advantage on it. Roll twice, take the higher. Blah, 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 blah.
Plus my stealth.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. 23. Plus
23 as well.
You ready
24.
For this? 24. 30.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. You guys all went above 20.
Yeah.
All right.
We're serious about saving these kids.
Yeah,
serious
we are.
Saving these kids. Okay. You creep out the hallway. Single file line. You can see the flickering of light in the center. If you'll let me switch the map up. For you all here. See the flickering of lights in the center of this like village area. You're hiding behind some spires in this cavern wall. And one by one, these kids very sneakily follow you up and you make it to the tunnel that you entered in from. And you walk back toward that room where you initially met the Duergar.
And that's got the other slaves in
and
it.
And the slaves, yep.
Are they still there?
Have they been freed already?
Is it empty chains or
we
are they
yes.
still there?
Yeah, them.
They have all been freed. It's all
can
empty.
I get all the gold?
Oh, no, you can't get
yes,
it all.
Yes, I can.
Bash is there first.
Yeah, I was leading.
I said it first.
No,
God damn it.
No,
you didn't
I was
think
leading.
About it.
Yes,
it's,
I did.
It's too much for one person to grab before the others get there.
Okay.
We'll say that.
And it's just, what was it? It's in a pile? What are we talking about? I don't remember what you said.
Yeah, they're mining the Rogor. Uh-huh. Anything that's not Rogor, they're throwing on the floor in a big pile.
Oh, so it's like chunks of gold.
Yeah, it just happens
coins.
To be, yeah. It happens to be chunks of gold and silver.
And it's probably mixed in with other rock. It's not like pure.
Yeah.
So that would be tough to, you'd have to like find somebody to make that into sellable.
Yeah. I think each of you could probably lift up a chunk that's worth about 15 gold.
Oh, okay.
I will do that.
I think
so.
Yeah,
should
well.
We add
Let's
15 gold to
up.
Our inventory?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That's the best way to do it.
I will take everyone else's gold while they sleep.
Oh, man.
Alistair, you've got that crazy look in your eye.
He loves his gold, man.
All right.
I'm going to roll for the cavern, the lab, see whether or not that has collapsed in.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
I thought
yeah.
about that when we freed the slaves. I wondered. Oh, no.
It is completely fine.
Oh,
I thought
wow.
that laugh, I thought that little snicker was.
I thought so, too.
It must have been a hard pass, and he got it.
Yeah.
So, you guys are in there.
No, I...
Do you just book it straight out? You doing anything?
I think we just go.
I think we would all want to get out of here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is there something you guys want to do? So I think we go back up to the creek, the entrance to this thing.
All righty. Sweet. What do you guys do now?
Well,
Do any of the kids recognize where they are? Go find your homes.
Well, no. I think we would escort them back to the Azarketti.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I would want to take them back to that very nice lady.
You've never met the Azarketti.
Well, I certainly saw them on my trek to find you.
Okay. I think we when we get to the top,
if not interacted with them.
I think when we get to the top of this, I would try to round them up. I mean, I would have Alistar round them up since they're, you know, he's the intimidating factor. I'd have him round them up, and I would tell them that they're free, but I'm going to lead them, those who wish, to a nice community that's close. But any that wish to go off on their own, if they choose or know what they're doing, they can do that.
Okay.
So I think I would start walking our group, whoever comes with us, back towards the Azarketti.
Okay. A couple of the older kids scurry off into the woods, but most stay with you.
Sure. Okay.
You just want anybody else do anything?
I think Alistair's interest in the compass has been piqued. And you guys haven't shown it to him yet, right?
No, I took it out of my bag.
Yeah, when we were talking about it.
Yeah.
Roll a will save, Mel.
I was just going to ask that. I was like, I don't want to screw Mel over.
Yeah. I hesitated to bring it up, but I felt it needed to be.
21.
21.
Oh, he's nailing them. All right, well, Alistair's going to inquire about it and say, that compass. You mentioned, I assume, that it points in the direction of where you need to be. Where's it pointing now?
Mel takes it out, carefully opens it up, and looks at it.
It's pointing back toward the Azarketti camp. Perfect. Like out to sea.
Okay. Possibly towards that island that you saw in
the ritual.
Yeah, I
was going to say, there's a different island.
Okay, well, possibly. Let's trek back to the Azarketti camp then, completely.
Oh, look at this map.
A lot of stuff loading.
I know, but it already looks cool.
Yeah, that looks like a great map. We're basically seeing a map. Hexes, there's a river. There's a nice camp loading in.
Can I say, I don't think we commented on this yet, but the TV inlaid into the table now.
Oh, yeah.
So much
so
better.
Sick.
Yeah, so basically our recording studio, I'm using that term loosely because it's literally in a barn. But it consists now of hanging soundboards to dampen reverb and a large table with a 52-inch TV?
55, I believe.
Okay. I cut a hole in my OSB table I built and then inlaid into it as a map for our minis.
It's unbelievable.
It is a pretty awesome setup for under $500, I believe.
And we are using the software Arkenforge to make the maps and project them onto the TV, and the GM can control and see things differently on his end.
Yeah, that's and eventually...
And our minifigs are just sitting on the maps
grouped
as
up
well.
In a corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is this map, is this the Azarketti, or are we somewhere in between?
You're still in the forest.
Oh, okay, so we're walking the kids through here. Okay. Okay. I mean, I don't know. You give us the setting. I'm just walking with the kids.
Walking with the kids.
Yeah.
As you're walking, sensing direction, you're not on a path. But you do come across...
I mean, wouldn't we be able to find...
in the middle of the screen?
We would have a sense of where
what's
we came
oscillating.
In and met, like, Vegas and Merle, right?
Yeah.
We would probably want to follow something similar to that if we could find it.
Yeah, it's tough because you weren't following a trail.
That's true. We were just following the compass.
Yeah.
That's true. But it's pointing back that same direction, right?
Yeah.
You think.
We don't know for sure. Okay. Because yeah. I guess it's possible we could get lost.
Yeah.
Well, we're following the compass, though.
Yeah, but we don't know for sure that it's going back to the Azarketti.
I got you.
We're winging it.
You hear the sound of what sounds to be daily work. It's now daytime.
Mm-hmm.
Daily work going on in a small village. There seems to be a fire going off in the distance.
Oh, I see that. There is a fire on the map.
Oh, yeah. little camp.
Yeah, a little camp. Do you approach?
Where? Point it out to me.
What do you do?
It's where that smoke is coming from up there by Adam.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, smoke.
There's a little swing in the breeze.
Oh, that's a swing.
We were debating what that was. That's a swing. Okay. Yeah, I think we approached the camp.
Really? We're not. We're still. We're
How
not.
How many
back?
Kids? We got a chain gang.
Yeah,
of kids,
we've got 50
right?
kids. I don't think we want to.
Okay.
Approach
okay. Okay. Let me put it this way.
Well, some of them might belong to this.
Alistair's going to approach the camp.
Okay.
The rest can hide in the brush.
I think we're going to be slow enough that Alistair could catch us, even if he stopped. Like, I'm going to keep going with the kids.
Past the camp.
You're going to take all the kids past a camp that might be their camp?
What do you mean might be their camp? I'm trying to get them to Azarketti. I told them that. We're not to the beach.
We don't know it. Hold on. Let's just put it this way. If I was me, Mark, walking through the woods.
Ask if they're missing any kids.
Was walking through the woods with a group of kids we were trying to free, and we stumbled upon a camp, I, as an adult, would tell them to hunker down, wait. I would approach the camp, discern whether or not it was friendly or hostile, and then, once determined, either invite the kids up or figure out a different.
Okay.
And that's what Alistair's going to do because I feel like.
Okay, you sold me. We'll wait and let you go figure it out.
Okay.
All right.
That's what I'm trying to do. So, Alistair.
Bash is pretty diplomatic. So his social skills are rough.
He can't talk and can't read. Unless it's a camp of badgers, we're fucked.
It's Dig Dig's family.
It's Dig Dig's relatives. distant cousins.
All right. You walk up, and just outside the encampment.
Let's send our terror elf.
Send him. Is a halfling man chopping some wood on one of these logs. Are you sneaking up or are you walking up?
I'm walking up casually, but also.
Do you have any weapons out?
Good question.
His cuckery's strapped to him.
Well, everything's strapped to me. I think I would probably be carrying my cuckery, but loosely at my side as if I was using it to clear brush.
Okay, I like that. Hello, friend.
Oh, he's got a tug.
How are you? What's your fuck.
Sorry. I got confused in terms of like what direction I wanted to go as Mark, not as Alistair. I had a software crash.
Well, hello. What's your name?
How's it going? I'm Welmo. Nice to meet you.
Welmo?
Welmo with the am.
Like Elmo, but with an...
With an am on the front. Yeah,
oh, Welmo.
Welmo.
Welmo?
Welmo.
This is some Laurel and Hardy shit we're doing right now.
And I'm not on first.
Yeah. All right. I'm Alistair.
Nice to meet you. You've been traveling? You got some... That's some blood on you?
Yeah, we've had a rough stay in this island. What kind of camp you got here?
It's a... No, halfling camp. For our kind, we,
You feeling friendly?
Oh, absolutely.
Friendly?
Don't know where the lay came from.
Absolutely. You notice this camp is, a little bigger than what you walked up. There's maybe 10, 15 tents.
Are you,
as you walk up, you even look up, and there might be some tree forts or huts that they're living in up in the canopy.
They're doing a little you don't see wood elf sort of things.
Yes.
Okay.
You don't see until you're right under it.
I get it. Okay. I guess, Alistair, you familiar with the Duega nearby?
We know to steer clear.
Well, we've got a bunch of children here that they were keeping as slaves.
They had children there?
Lots.
Oh.
We've brought them out with freedom, and we're looking for a safe place for them.
We have... Thing, you have children with you? We have things to spare.
We have
40, if they're helpful, 40, I'm 40 sure we could...
40 or 50 children.
Oh, goodness.
We're not looking to exchange them as one slaves for another, though.
This is an
anti-slave trading podcast. I feel like everybody should
know. Well, yeah, because he's like, if they're useful, that's what triggered that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Whether they're useful or not, we'd like you to take care of them.
Everyone in our village works a bit, but we all share what we have. They're welcome to Sheriff.
Well, do you mind if I bring them out?
Not at all.
We've got three others armed as a precaution, nothing aggressive.
Okay, I'm not worried.
Come on out.
He waves everybody else up.
All right, so Clam moves up there. Yeah, put the adults in front.
He said put the adults in front. So I bashes in the back.
Oh, hiya. Alistair, what you think of this fella?
Well, this is,
Are you guys talking in front of him? You all came up and he's standing there?
Yeah. Fellas, this is, Mwelmo. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you did. I hate to be rude, but do y'all hear the screaming?
Yeah. Yes. We've got a cursed device. And
you want to bring that here?
No, we do not. We are trying to get back to the Azarketti near the beach. And I don't wish to burden you with children. We just happened to be walking by and wanted to make sure there was no danger here. And we also need direction, as we came following this compass, but we need to get these children back to the Azarketti, but we're not sure if we're on the right path, and we don't want to get lost in the woods with them. Do you think it could help us?
Oh, I could show you a path back.
That would be very nice of you.
All right.
Okay, lead the way, my friend.
Are you leaving the kids here? You're taking them with you?
Well, that's kind of up to the children. We were hoping if we got them back to the Azarketti, we maybe could find them way back to their families if they still are around. But if anyone wants to stay here with you, they're free to do so.
I believe the matron of the Azarketti, have you met her?
Aura, yep.
Oh, I feel...
She's a good lady.
Yes. I feel strongly that she would know what to do and take care of these children in the right way. If you have better ideas, I'm open to hearing that.
Some of the kids are playing on the swing that they've got set up already. Probably I could do it.
Alistair kind of takes a poll amongst the children and is like,
any who want to stay here, feel free. The rest are coming with us to the camp with the Azarketti.
As you say that, he kind of leans back and goes, Bagus? Merle?
Oh, I wondered.
Can you bring some bread?
But wait, did Alistair ever meet Bagus and Merle? I don't think, because they disappeared right before he showed up.
Yeah, he's what spooked them back in the woods.
Okay, so he didn't meet them. That's why I didn't bring it up.
So, from the treehouse, Bagus and Merle swoop down with their branch fingers and just land nice and softly on the ground. And Mwelmo's like, quit your screwing around and help these kids with some bread. You know where the bread is, don't you? Oh. And Bagus and Merle are pumped to see goggles.
It's goggles.
Goggles and chains.
You guys got a rap group.
And I'm pumped as well. And I turn my hands back into like the bark fingers, and I'm like, Bagus and Merle, can I get another tug tug?
And Mwelmo's like, what did they get you into? I told you to quit messing with that stuff. Now get the bread. And they sheepishly walk off. They're like embarrassed.
And then I quickly put away my, I like put my hand behind myself and I'm like, oh, well, sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, he lowers his head in disappointment and sighs.
Clam is an unintentional narc.
Yeah. All right, they return with some fresh hot bread.
Oh, man. I assume this is like Lembas or whatever.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
This is amazing. The kids are stoked. They've even got a little honey they're drizzling on it.
Yeah. Banana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From their village. Everybody take a 1d6 heal from the bread. The bread's just so delicious and perfect right now.
really hitting the spot.
No, I got a one. I love that.
Wait, what are we rolling? D6?
D6 heal from the bread.
Oh, yeah. And, oh, yeah.
Why can't I click here?
I got a 5.
Got a 3.
Nice.
Oh, there it goes.
Alistair's finally feeling healthy again. First time since he appeared.
Now the kids are begging you to let them stay.
Oh, I mean, Momo, the hard to say a name. Sorry, it doesn't hit my tongue the way it does yours.
It's a real annoying name. I realize.
Well, there was a show I watched as a kid called Elmo.
Never seen it.
Anyway.
Are you ticklish by chance?
I don't know.
It's up to you. The kids seem to be having a great time here, but if it's a burden to you, can your village handle 50 children?
I think we can. We got plenty of supply around, and the trees and the fields have been ripe this time of year, and we know how to protect ourselves.
You seem like wonderful people. If you're comfortable with it and okay with it, then I'm okay with it. What do you think, Alistair?
What about protection? You got defenses? How are
Alistair, come here for a second. Yes. And I take him over to the side, and I'm like, these are not really halflings. They are some sort of forest creatures, incredibly strong. I don't think anything could defeat them. We saw them pick up had to be a 100-pound sword made of stone, and they have, like, tree abilities or something. It's strange, but I think they are good.
Are you high?
They got me high. Best high I've ever had.
Were you high when you saw these things?
Not at first. Hmm. But I saw them pick up the sword, and I tried, and it wouldn't budge.
Alistair good-heartedly challenges Merle to an arm wrestling competition.
Merle or Muomo?
Well, either one. Merle.
Well, Vegas and Merle left.
Wait,
they came back. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it assumably that they're all the same entities?
You see three halflings.
They're
right
just
now.
Halflings, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, but Vegas and Merle came down from the trees like in an unnatural. A halfling wouldn't be able to do that.
Right. You notice something weird about them.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, they dropped down from
the
trees.
No, I want to see how this arm wrestling
Well, yeah,
out.
I still want to do it. I'm just deciding who Alistair would choose.
No, you challenged Merle.
Yeah, I guess Merle, yeah.
Yeah. And Vegas and I are going to start taking bets.
What's the stakes?
Yeah.
What are the odds?
He wants your 15 gold.
I was going to say, Alistair might want in on this action. He's going to Pete Rose it.
Hey, Vegas, what do you think is the over-under here? And, what's Vegas say?
It's the over-under?
Who's he betting on?
No.
Oh, this is Merle. 100. I've never even beat Merle.
Bash walks over and drops 5 gold next to Merle's feet.
Oh, Bash is a degenerate.
I think, you're not going to win anything if nobody's betting on.
I know. I'm just letting everybody know what I'm betting.
Well, Alistair might.
Well, okay, what odds are being given right now? So 5-1, clearly, right?
No, I think it's even odds. You think you can win. You don't get odds.
But I'm saying, based on the betting currently, 5 gold for one, 0 for the other. It's, I guess, 5-1 would be generous, actually.
No, I'm just putting my money there. I'll match whatever you put down. You can match my 5 if you want to.
Right.
If you pull one down, I'm putting 4 back in my pocket.
Right. Yeah, I think that's fair. So, are you betting one on yourself then? Or what are you doing?
You can bet as much gold as you want.
I'll bet 7 on myself.
Oh. So I pull out another 2.
Well, you don't have to match.
Oh, you're giving me odds.
I'm just saying, these are the bets laid down right now. 7 for me, 5 for Merle. Anybody else want in on this action?
Does Muomo put any bets?
Muomo's like, you kids and your gambling. And he picks up the log, turns around, and goes and throws it in the pile. He's like, I'm out of here.
And right once he turns around, Clam nudges Vegas and is like, hey, can we get some of that tug-tug now? Wait, thing.
And Bag is like, not in front of Muelmo. He hates that stuff.
Well, we got
that. Really messes with you. He doesn't like when we do it.
But it was so good.
I know. But you need to shut up or you're going to get us in trouble.
Right. Yeah. He just keeps
keep it on the deal, man. Be cool. Be cool.
And, all right. Yeah, I'm like, Magus, you want to bet on your buddy? What you thinking?
I got 10 on my buddy.
Oh, 10.
10 gold?
So that's 15 to my 7.
Okay, well, I've been praising Alistar, so I'm kind of stingy. I'm going to put 2 on my buddy Alistar.
So 9 to 15.
All right.
Mel?
Mel, what you doing?
You want this action?
Mel doesn't know what to think of all this. And just kind of sits back and watches.
All right, all right, all right. So are we just doing opposing strength checks?
No, let's do fortitude.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh,
that's
on.
my worst save.
Like fortitude's your worst? Yeah. What about athletics?
Okay, okay, fair. Yep.
All right.
I feel like strength.
Yeah.
You want to do strength?
I thought it was strength.
I mean, I could go either way. Athletics is good for me. Strength is also good for me.
You decide. I put my money down just thinking Merle would win. I don't care what I don't care what it actually is.
Let's do athletics.
Okay.
I just know Adam's going to outroll Mark without a doubt.
I'm so sure.
31.
Oh, I'm sure.
I rolled a 26, too. Oh. That's just in the way.
Hot rock! Hot rock!
He's out.
I don't have any.
Oh.
I'm out.
What did you roll?
A 16.
I rolled a 16 also. He just has an amazing bonus. Yeah.
If it makes you feel any better, I would have beat you in strength, too. I have a plus 5.
I have a plus 3. That would have been closer because I have a plus 10 in athletics.
You sit down for the arm wrestling contest. It's the same stump that Muelmo was cutting his log on. And as he grabs your hand, just turns into a complete tree trunk. Tree bark and everything, leaves. You're just like, your eyes go really big.
Over the top, Bash yells.
He struggles a little bit at first. You can tell he's a little surprised, like, oh, this guy isn't a pushover, but still, he takes you down.
I'm voluntarily giving myself 2 damage for losing
and
by 5.
Bash gets how much gold?
Well, no, hold on.
9?
It gets split 3 ways, right?
Yeah.
Well, who all bet on
how
Merle?
How much did you put up? You're the only one that bet on
9,
you, right?
No, I
no,
bet
he
on
did.
Him.
So 9 gold, so Bash gets 5, Merle gets 4.
Merle's like, I'm not going to, this is you guys.
So Bash gets 9.
Bash gets 9.
I'm not going to take your money.
I lose 2.
We don't even need it.
I lose 7. I lost 7 and 2 hit points. That's how much Alistair is committed to making sure these kids are safe.
That was actually...
And also degeneracy.
I mean...
You can give what? Him a hero dice for that?
I think that's worth a
hot
rock.
Hot rock for testing the guys?
Yeah, that was amazing idea.
Like we'll do it. I like it. I did not prep arm wrestling competition with Alistair. That's why when you asked me a question, I was like
lesson.
Totally lost. I'm like, what are we going to do with an arm wrestling? I had to add the character back in.
All right.
All right, we're 50 kids lighter.
Yeah.
And we have directions.
Clam is like, hey, even though you lost Alistair, it was an impressive show. These guys are stronger than an ox.
Well, I just had to be sure. Sure.
I talked to Bagus again, and I'm like, hey, Bagus, you want to walk with us a little bit? Show us the good spots, if you know what I mean? Gives him a little nudge in the elbow.
You want to sneak out of here?
Why? Figuring we could kind of hit 2 birds with 1 stone.
This guy's just going to be fascinated for 2 more episodes.
Walk towards the Azaketti, maybe. Maybe there's a little juice on the way, if you know what I mean.
Come in close. And he grabs all of you with one arm, branch around you, kind of scoops you up, bear hug style. The other arm shoots up into the canopy, grows out into a branch,
nice.
Starts grabbing onto some trees, and just pulls you off the forest floor.
Oh,
this is
nice.
Like the best dream ever.
I know.
I love these guys.
Real
life.
These are amazing. I love these fucking halflings.
And so he's navigating you through the treetops in the canopy. No, not that one. Not that one. I think I found a good one over here last week. You're about, a few hundred yards from that camp. Now you can't really hear it, can't really see it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, yeah, here we go. Reaches up, grabs another vine, plucks it out. I gotta try it first. Oh, yeah. Goggles, you taking the, you going first?
Absolutely, let me get that.
What does Lunk think of this?
Oh, wait.
Did you
that's
Lunk?
A question.
Oh, I mean, we wanted of. Me as a player, I was forgetting, but Clam wanted to have left him behind.
You want Clam?
Wait, hold on. Does Lunk want to stay here? That's the question.
Well,
Lunk seems excited about the idea of staying here because all the other kids are staying, and it seems like a fun place. There's swings and there's bread.
Okay, well, let's go back for a second then. I want to I want to have a conversation with Lunk.
All right, let's do it.
A private conversation.
All right, go for it.
Oh, so we go back. I take Lunk off to the side here, and I want to do a little private conversation session. Oh, give me a second. Where is it?
Half the table left for refill.
Hey, you're narky.
Hey, Lunk, my little buddy, why don't you come over here? You and I should have a chat.
Does Lunk know your name yet?
Yeah,
as Goggles.
Remember? No, he said, "Is Lunk all alone or rocking out with Clam?" He knows my name in the song.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I was like singing to him as we were walking.
Oh, that's
when
right.
I had him on my shoulders.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Clam.
You are young, my boy, but there are many things you should know and some decisions you need to make. Does that sound okay?
Uh-huh.
First, I would like to tell you a little bit about my life to give you a foundation about what's happened recently, where I plan to go. And you can make your decisions based on that. Is that all right?
Yeah, I think.
Okay. Well, when I was a boy your age, I was part of a gnome community, and I was not accepted the way I wanted to be. I was given an education, but I was never given the time of day by my mentors, and I could not get an apprenticeship. You see, I really wanted to study the magical arts, like the leaders in my community, and I make the fire in my fist.
The way you were holding your hand was suggestive.
Well, I've always got to squeeze the balls on those bottles.
I flashed back to Lemon Party.
Gosh, let's not do that again.
Oh, please.
Anyways, I make the fire, and I'm just like, so beautiful, isn't it, Lunk? And I start to tear up a little bit looking at it. And I say, you see, my name, Klambaritsky Pavatl. The Pavatls have, in my community, have known for many centuries to bleach at a very young age. I know you don't know what that is yet, you're young. But the stories in my community were that they would die so young, much younger than gnomes are supposed to. As gnomes get older, see, we don't die like the humans do. Instead, we die of boredom, and they call it bleaching. You see, our ancestors, yours and mine, they were not from this world. They were from a place we call the First World, where the fairies live. It is a much more magical and interesting place. In that world, gnomes live forever. Living forever is called immortality. For some reason that I do not know, but one that I mean to figure out, some of our ancestors must have come to this place. How they could even do that is another enigma. But my point is this. We gnomes are not meant to be here, and we are suffering because of it. We have to continuously find things to entertain ourselves and challenge our minds. I have a burning desire in me to figure out why we are here and find a solution for gnomes that is better than bleaching. I have dedicated my life to this goal. This quest brought me to Otari, and I'm here looking for gnomes who may have left their communities because maybe they started bleaching. I met two other interesting gnomes and this disturbed elf. And
We were asked.
He is creepy.
Yes.
Does he always bleed like that?
There's not a lot I know about him.
Does Mel go jump off a fucking cliff after hearing this?
Or private conversation.
Okay.
BetterHelp.org.
This podcast is a brought to you.
Right. This has been a really...
It's about to get extra dark. Yeah. You find a cave elf hanging. By his own.
In Otari. We were asked by a gnome woman to help figure out why her fish were being stolen in the town fishery. I thought it seemed like an honest task that an old gnome needed help with, but I got a dark vibe from her, and I ignored it. Let this be a lesson for you, my boy. Never ignore your gut feelings. The whole task turned out to be a trick, you see. She was waiting for someone out of town that was nice enough to do this task for her so that she could trick them and curse them. There's much I don't understand about what happened, but here's the important part for you. Your dad, Tarundel, he worked for this evil woman.
Are you talking about Miss Tamalee?
I am.
My dad never really wanted me around Miss Tamalee.
And there's good reason for that. He was part of her trick, and later, he attacked us.
My dad never really liked working for her, from what I remember.
God damn it. You're doing this on purpose. You're making me feel bad.
Hey, Tipsy's not here to hear it.
As Tipsy's player, feel
to
bad.
Be honest with you, Lunk, I don't have any hard feelings toward your father. I didn't get the chance to know him well, but I felt a connection with him, and as I told you, we should trust our gut. My guess is that he had few alternatives in his life path and got too deep into this evil fishery lady's pans. He was young and should be forgiven for following a mistaken path. Now, here's the hard part. When your father attacked us at the dock, we, our group that you have met, we defended ourselves. I'm sorry to say that he died in that fight. You can hold me and the rest of us responsible for his death, but you must understand, my boy, that I had no intention of hurting him when I approached the docks, where he ambushed us. Defending oneself sometimes means that the attacker gets hurt, and sometimes nobody deserves to die at all. The motivation for your father to attack was planted in his head by this Tamalee that you know. Now listen carefully. You have two decisions to make, Lunk. Do you wish to come with me and find this Tamalee and bring her to justice? And after we do that, do you wish to continue with me to figure out why our kind is in this miserable place to begin with? I am confident that gnomes are not tricking into each other into cursed traps in the first world. I can guarantee that. I would be happy to have your company, but your life is in your own hands, my dear boy. You must make this choice yourself.
I feel like I shouldn't choose. I feel like we need to roll for it, right?
All right, let's do it.
Also, I want to give props. That speech by Jordan was improv'd. He did not have that prepared, and it was very, very well done.
I actually did prepare it.
What?
I'm reading it.
Yeah, you motherfucker. Seriously? I didn't know that.
It was really good for me. Yeah. It was still.
I wasn't watching him while he did it.
Why would you
prepare that?
Because he told us to prepare something.
Oh, that was for that?
That was my thing, yeah.
Oh, I didn't. He seems surprised by that.
Well, because he didn't read it.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
I ad-libbed.
I ad-libbed a little bit, but.
Do you have any hot rocks?
No.
Okay.
You guys are killing me here.
Well,
I don't know what's real anymore.
That would have been absolutely incredible if he just. That all just came in.
Yeah, I literally got a boner.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now it's flaccid as a worm.
I was incredibly impressed with George's parenting skills for the first 30 seconds. Until I realized he was reading it. And I'm like, that's still good, but I'm not nearly as impressed.
All right. We'll do straight up 50-50. Roll D20. DC 11. So 11 or above, Link is coming with you. Lunk is coming with you.
Yep.
10 or lower, he's staying with the halflings.
I want to be clear here. I want to up the ante.
I know what all I right. want.
If he comes with me, I want to be able to train him as an actual character. Yeah, like, he's nothing companion. Now, but over time, I want to be able to train him.
Like a minion or a companion, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm good with that.
I was going to say, lower the DC roll.
Let the dice decide. It's now DC 20. Yeah. No, I can't.
All right. Oh, gosh, this is worse than me dying.
This is huge. This drastically changes.
I'm sweating.
I love that you baked in a choice for him.
No, wait. No!
What is it? What
he
is
stays.
It?
No!
He stays.
Is it a 10? It's a 10! Oh, he stays with the other kids.
Now Alistair gets a boner.
Bash does not.
Oh, it's a 10. Oh, I'm so sad.
Lunk looks up at you. It's like, Mr. Clam, thanks for being honest with me, but that all sounds like a lot, and I think I want to stay here.
Understandable, my boy. Maybe someday I'll come back for a tug-tug with Bagus, and I'll say hi to you.
A what with Bagus?
He calls it a tug-tug. You'll see. They'll show you the blue slurpees when you get a little older.
Don't dig into that too far. Really, just forget you heard that.
All right, and Lunk stays, and we're going to flash forward back to the treetops. Where, who are you with? You were with Merle, right?
No, we were with Bagus.
You were with Bagus. Merle stayed back in the village. Yeah. Merle's like, I got the little guy.
Yeah,
you go.
Yeah, back up there. Sucked up my Slurpee.
All right. What did I have you guys roll? Fortitude? Roll Fortitude save?
Oh, yeah.
What was that for?
For his Slurpee. Tug.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't smoke any.
The fruit vine.
No, he's the only one.
Is anybody else taking a tug-tug?
Bash passes.
Y'all taking a tug-tug? They're just goggles over here. I know Chains wants to get in on it.
He did look like he wanted to. Jeff definitely gave a glance.
He's always giving a lot of peer pressure to Mel over here.
19.
19. Okay. You're fascinated? No, yeah. No other effects.
No, I'm not taking any.
All right. Okay. Suit yourself. At least now I know your friends. And he takes another tug-tug himself. Just then, the forest canopy below you, you hear a snap of a twig. You all look down, and they don't seem to notice you. But you see three humans walking. Everybody give me recall knowledge. Society.
Maybe. Society? Twenty for a clam.
20 as well.
It's just whatever I rolled plus my society.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
18.
20.
3.
Oh my god!
It's that
oh
bad?
Oh my, would you roll a 1?
I rolled a 2.
You only have a plus 1?
Well, yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, because
it should be like negative 10.
He's anti-society. Yeah.
All right, who are the two that rolled the 20?
Right here.
Mel and Clam rolled a 20. You gaze down and see a symbol on these humans' helmets, and you notice it's the same crest that was on the Atari flag.
Oh, shit.
And we'll see you next week.
Oh, no!
God.
Next time on the Rogue Mage Podcast.
What? Who is that?
We've got you surrounded, outnumbered, and outgunned. We've got Crackerjack of a ranger trained on you. And he's gonna fire if you take the wrong moves. Lay down your arms and talk to us.
I'm like sitting on his chest.
Are you Porky Pigging it while you do it? Pants off, shirt on.
Porky Pigging it.
Mel's just been sitting there concentrating with all, like, with everything he has. And he just starts to, like, starting in his hands, it just starts to glow with light. And he ends up just letting forth this huge burst of energy.
Wow.
It's about time this cleric started unleashing his ultimate power.
I was going to say, no healing equals more harm.
I would think, yes.
I can't wait!